This is Truth Matters Daily Devotion with Dr. Cheryl Davis. Truth Matters is a ministry of the Truth Project, whose mission is to empower men and women in the Christian faith to teach biblical truth in the culture and the marketplace of ideas, using the Bible as a sacred trust of truth in sharing the message of Jesus. Learn more about the ministry of the Truth Project at www.projecttruthmatters.com. We continue today with more about the angels of God, the judgments, and the plagues.
Hello, I'm Dr. Cheryl Davis, and you are listening to Truth Matters. The sixth bowl judgment picks up in verses 12 through 14. Then the sixth angel poured out his bowl on the great river Euphrates, and its water was dried up so that the way of the kings from the east might be prepared. So remember this, it's a very key verse. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs coming out of the mouth of the dragon, out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. For they are spirits of demons performing signs which go out to the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty. Here, this is a key river. The Euphrates dries up. The sixth bowl is very similar to the sixth trumpet of Revelation chapter 9, 13 through 21, as it is affecting the river Euphrates. This judgment is in preparatory for the Battle of Armageddon. The river Euphrates is dried up, and you'll learn more about this in chapter 19, but God has twice dried up large bodies of water to accomplish his purpose. First, he pushed back the waters of the Red Sea, and that was allowed to Israelites to cross over. But second, 40 years later, he pushed back the waters of the Jordan so that the Israelites could cross over. Here, he dries up the river Euphrates so that all the kings from the earth can come to the plain of Megiddo in preparation for the Battle of Armageddon. All of the bowl judgments do not have a parenthesis in the middle. There's no break in between them. They come very rapidly behind each other. But in verses 15 through 16, there is a parenthetical warning between the sixth bowl and the seventh bowl. Let's read verses 15 through 16. It says, "Behold, I am coming as a thief. Blessed is he who watches and keeps his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. And they gather them together at the place called in Hebrew Armageddon." In the midst of the demons speaking and performing signs, the voice of God breaks through with a final warning. "Behold, I'm coming as a thief. Blessed is he who watches and keeps his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame." Those who will keep themselves unstained from the Antichrist world system and will remain watchful for the Lord is who is about to come. They will be blessed. And really, that is the theme of the tribulation, is that there's going to be a choice whether we worship the Antichrist or worship God. Worshiping God will come at a tremendous cost, but those that worship God will be redeemed and will be blessed. But the invitation is accompanied by warning by those who do not watch. And it's interesting that the Lord has a parenthetical warning, even though through all these bold judgments, they still continue to blaspheme his name and they do not repent. This just shows the never-ending mercy of God, as even though he sees the condition of her heart, even though they seem to be going deeper and deeper into darkness with each bold judgment. So let's move on to the seventh bowl judgment in verses 17 through 21. "Then the seventh angel poured out his bowl into the air, and a loud voice came out of the temple of heaven from the throne of God, saying, 'It is done.' And there were noises and thunderings and lightnings, and there was a mighty and great earthquake, as had not occurred since men were on the earth. Now the great city was divided into three parts, and the cities of the nations fell. And great Babylon was remembered before God, to give her the cup of wine of the fierceness of his wrath. Then every island fled away, and the mountains were not found. And great hail from heaven fell upon men, each hailstone about the weight of a talent. Men blasphemed God because of the plague of the hail, since the plague was exceedingly great."
You've been listening to Truth Matters with Dr. Cheryl Davis. Truth Matters is a ministry of the Truth Project, a North Carolina-based ministry dedicated to teaching biblical truth and sound theology to those inside and outside of the church. If you'd like to listen to these messages on demand, go to projecttruthmatters.com and click on the podcast link. Dr. Davis is also available to speak to your ministry group or church function. She can be reached by email at CherylDavis@projecttruthmatters.com. Or if you'd like to send a letter, the address is Project Truth Matters, Post Office Box 159, St. Paul's, North Carolina, 28384. You can hear Truth Matters weekdays on this radio station at 8:20 a.m. and 5:20 p.m. with a full-length teaching program on Saturday afternoon at 12:30. Until next time, let's all work together to teach of biblical truth, to assist, equip, edify, and encourage one another, and bring the gospel to the world. Because truth matters.